Good morning and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Now, how are you today? Now, in today's episode, well, not episode, but you know, topic, we're going to look back to 1929. You remember it very well, the Wall Street crash that happened in America. Now, it affected the whole of America and the population, the people. But let's look behind it and how did it happen. Now, investors borrowed so much money in the stock market. And America was going through what was known as the Depression. But America uplifted itself following the Second World War. Now, the stock market is something where thousands of people go to invest money if they want to gain money. You know, if you want to make money, you want to gain money, many companies go to the stock market to raise money. And you invest in these businesses and you gain from it. But let's look back to the stock market that happened on the 23rd of October, 1929. We look back to see how it started, where it started, when it started, and why it started. Now, 10,000 people gathered outside the New York Stock Exchange to find out why did it happen? Why was there a collapse in the stock market? Now, I'll just tell you something just to see. Now, this is from a lady called Karen Brimwell and what she said about the stock market. Now, I'd just like you just to listen to her. Now, she's the author of 6 Days in October. Now, she recounts about this terrible market and how it affected America and its people.
Around the stock exchange, around the statues and on the stairs, waiting to get any kind of news they could as people came out of the exchange.
Now, she is saying that how it sucked, people just wanted to find out what happened. They came out of the stock exchange. They actually were standing outside Wall Street, the stock exchange in the 1920s, to just find out what happened to the money. Now, the stock market was it was the Roaring Twenties. Now, the Roaring Twenties was absolutely a time when America was succeeding. I mean, it was wow. It was a time when it was the Roaring Twenties. When you looked at America, you looked at the place that was going places compared to its counterpart in Europe. That was not really getting anywhere. But America was succeeding. It succeeded so much. It succeeded in the way that very few people had ever known, would ever know in their life. And many Americans benefited from this amazing stock market. How it helped its fellow American people, how the Americans succeeded, what the stock market was here for, how it benefited thousands of Americans. When they said that the stock market was absolutely phenomenal. The stock market was there to help people. It did help Americans. It helps Americans in a way that the Americans couldn't even believe it themselves. Many Americans overnight had become rich super millionaires. For thousands of Americans, the stock market was something they had never believed would change their lives. And incredibly, it did. It made the Americans become somebody. As you was naming the word somebody, they came people who had acquired wealth. They acquired wealth in such a way that they couldn't even believe it themselves. But with the acquiring of the wealth also had its own nightmare. For thousands of Americans, it became a nightmare that they didn't know. But we would look back to find out how did it happen. How did such a country that was prospering, that a country that had succeeded immensely well with the Roaring Twenties, a country that had become a supercharged atomism in which other people just looked at the wow factor that America had. Now, its wow factor was just absolutely fantastic, in which we will hear the singing, the music, and how people were just, you know, they looked at it. It was the Roaring Twenties, the jazz era, the era in which it was the go-go dancing, and absolutely something that was just out of this world. Absolutely, the Roaring Twenties, of which I mean the music, the entertainment, something that very few people would actually ever see now. But America had its own setbacks. So how exactly did all this happen? Well, you know that there was a First World War, and America was victorious out of the First World War, as many Americans would like to say. And it was a time in which that came out of this victory. And there was a quote from F. Scott Fitzgerald. He wrote in one of his books, Free Success, the uncertainty was over. America was on a spending spree. And he was right. Easy credit was everywhere. So what actually happened? How did the Wall Street Journal in fact, there were stories from the Wall Street Journal, there were stories from everywhere. How did America get that spending spoon? Well, the American government sold Liberty Bonds, where Americans purchased them. Bankers from Wall Street also decided to get in on the act. Charles Mitchell, the president of First Bank, he promoted that the ordinary Americans can buy shares, and they did. He opened brokerage offices all over the country. Americans got hooked. They purchased shares like no man's business. One of the most popular shares was radio technology. Imagine it. Now, where radio could be heard in cars. Now, this was a new technology, something new that happened in America. And so many people flocked to it. No doubt many Americans followed them and they invested. The stock market, even the comedian, the Marx brothers, Groucho Marx invested. And there was even rumors that Ted Kennedy, he was also involved in this American stock market as well. 90% of Americans were borrowing money to buy shares. It was known as buy now, pay later. And the Americans got into it. It became boom. Women also became independent. They would walk into a brokerage firm and walk out with shares in their pocket. How did they do it? Because they borrowed money. You know what I said, that slogan? Buy now, pay later. And many Americans went into it. Now, during this era, there was a President Calvin Coolidge from 1923. Now, I'll just tell you many things about this American economy. That was quite a surprise. Now, President Coolidge just took over, but there was four presidents in just 10 years. It's quite amazing. Now, first of all, I'll go through all of it, make a rundown for you. There was Woodrow Wilson, 1913 to 1921, when the booming era just started. Then there was what was his name again? There was Warren. What was his name again? I can't remember. Well, there was a man called Warren Hurley, 1921-1923. Then there was Calvin Coolidge, 1923 to 1929. But I'm sure there was three presidents. Now, what was also very interesting, oh yes, there was another president called Herbert Hoover, 1929 to 1933. Now, there was something very interesting. No Jewish person has ever been a president in America, but the UK has had a Jewish president. Prime Minister. The UK has actually had somebody who's been Jewish. Now, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Benjamin Disraeli. He was the UK's first Jewish Prime Minister. And the UK also had its first female president. Sorry, Prime Minister as well. So, you know, the UK has overtaken America in some things. But the stock market was booming. And for many Americans, what did it do for them? It was a decade. And the Americans had seen everything. Now, there was social change and the rise of the consumer-orientated economy and mass entertainment. And there was definitely a sexual revelation as well. Gender roles, hairstyles, and even narcotics, illegal drugs. You know what I mean. Americans could buy, and buy they did, radios, telephone. For the first time, Americans could own the cars. Now, women entered the workforce in large numbers. And for the very first time, in 1920, what happened for many women in America? For the very first time, women in America had the right, incredibly, they had the right for the first time in American history, women had the right to vote. And what a spectacular event! Incredible. There was a revolution, a liberation for so many females, so many women. And ironically, in 1920, when America had its first vote for women, in the UK in 1921, the UK had its first female MP. And ironically, it happened to be American, and her name was Mary Astor. That's just something there. Now, for this, it was a revolution. It optimized Americans. For many Americans, it was something they could never believe they could have. Now, what was also interesting as well, that during this 1920s, conception rate in pregnancy fell down. Women had become very liberated with their bodies. That's what, you know, I didn't know about that as well, you know. Contraception went up and the birth rate went down. Right. Heavy consumers of cars and the consumer. Americans were doing well. And no doubt there was somebody else as well. Crime was flourishing. Now, by 1929, Americans, 20% had spent their salary on radio, electronics, cars, and entertainment. So you can imagine this. So many of them could afford it. Now, 3/4 of all households spent their goods on purchases. Now, this was just on the buy now, pay later concept. Now, the Great Depression began 1929 and it lasted to 1939. Now, they said that the cause of this was the stock market. They blamed it as well. Number two was the world trade and government policies and the bank's failure to curb on this massive borrowing. Now, when you look at 1929 and what happened there, and you move forward and you say, can it happen again? Well, what do you think? But let's just still concentrate on how America was booming in the 1920s. The Roaring Twenties, the succession of how America became prosperous, and many Americans. Now, when the government was selling these bonds, it went onto the market as in a way in which very few Americans could ever believe prosperity would come their way. Now, you had them buying and buying in a way they could never believe it. Now, for many Americans, they could be able to afford cars. Factories were hiring more staff, and they relied on new revolutionary technology, electric vacuums, refrigerators, washing machines became more accessible for the ordinary American. There was a corners of the edge of technology. You also had celebrities like Charlie Chaplin. Now, the movie theater was taking in 50 million tickets. Incredible. A week for people like Charlie Chaplin, people involved in entertainment, the movie theater and the film industry was making money like no man's business. Then you had the radio stations. But there was one particular radio station called KDKA in Pittsburgh. Now, it broadcast the first presidential election, which was Woodrow Wilson. The very first time Americans could hear a radio transmission in their homes, in their offices, by 1922. 3 million Americans had radios. This new industry brought in sales of an excess $852 million. When you say America was booming, you're saying it was booming the way it had never boomed before. Was laughter everywhere, and as I was saying, the theater prospered immensely. Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, all of them benefited incredibly well from the jazz era. You had Al Capone, and you know what he was into, and you had even the Kennedys were involved in this big boom business. You had people in entertainment, in the jazz clubs, and in the bars. And you had comedy. You had so many Americans, they were spending most of their time in the theater. And they were having a good time as well. For Americans, they'd never had it so good. It was a time of prosperity, a time for many Americans, they had never seen things so good, and they relished. But then there had to be a downside in which it would just come collapsing down. Now, as I had said before, America, the government was blamed for the policies that they had brought in. But many said it wasn't so much the government, but it was how it was buy now, pay later, which you are seeing so many years later. Now, the Wall Street Journal was about, the Wall Street crash was about 80, 90 years ago. And you can actually see, you know, when you go down the road now, you see buy now, pay later. And similarity in 2008 with the stock market crash in New York and Lehman Brothers. It was very similar. It was the mortgage in which people could just, no credit checks, go to the bank, borrow large sums of money and buy a house. And it turned out so many people were doing this. The mortgages, the rates were so high, they couldn't pay it back. And you even had people buying condominiums. They couldn't even afford it. Farmers, so many people, ordinary men, were able to have excess surplus liquidity, go out there, put money down, buy a house, whatever they wanted to do. And Americans in 2018 were doing this at such a rate that they couldn't pay the money back. The interest rate was so high for a large majority of Americans that simply the wall came crashing down. Credit was being lent to the farmer, to here, to there, to anybody. And you saw the same history repeating itself, like the 1929 Wall Street crash, in which they also blamed it on buy now, pay later. Very similar, the high spending, again in 2008, New York crash. There was a very high level of spending in property. And it didn't just happen in America, it also happened in Europe, where many people in Europe, it was brought in by this very high price of copper. That it was the reason that it fueled so many people to go out there, and the banks were lending, the banks were making money from Wall Street. Like the price of copper was going up. As it went up, people had more money to fuel. The banks had more money because they were spending money to the mining companies. They were lending money to businesses to go out there, acquire this company, acquire that company. Well, many of these businesses themselves, they were not actually even doing well, but the banks were willing to lend them money because the banks were getting money from people who were taking out mortgages that had very high interest rate. And through the back of all this was also the price of copper that was going through the roof because the Chinese were buying copper. And when the Chinese brought the copper, many of the banks believed it would keep on going on and price stock market will go up and up. And at one time, I think in 2005, copper was at $10,000 per ton. Well, that goes to show you. Anyway, when we move forward now, and you tend to find out how the stock market is, and you're even wondering right now, is there going to be another stock market crash? Well, when you look at the economy right now, you've gone through COVID, you've gone through so many things, vaccinations, you've gone through, in the economy in Europe is not that good, even here in England. So you're seeing how it's buy now, pay later, the fuel, the gas, the water is all going up, and people are finding that they are struggling. And many people are borrowing to make ends meet, but are they going to be able to pay that money back? That's what you're thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of. So you're beginning to wonder, there was something from the Adam Smith Institute that was known as the Pandora's Box, that when all the shops just closed down, you're going to have people laid off, and when they're laid off, they're not going to have any money to buy things, not going to have any money to even send to buy clothes for their child, to pay for the child's clothes. You have people who are sending their children to private schools. Are they going to be able to send them to these schools anymore? Because if they stop sending them to these private schools, the teachers who work there, they'll lose their jobs, and you'll start going, the teachers themselves have mortgages to pay. They have gas, water, electricity to pay. And if they cannot pay, the companies who are supplying them all these materials, well, they're going to go bust as well. And there's so many electricity companies have gone bust. That's how things here in this Europe. And that's in the fuel, the gas is all gone up. Tiny little things like, you wouldn't believe it, that gas is all because of the Ukraine and this war with Russia. And it all seemed to be correlated in just one big ball where you believe now it's going to explode. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, talking about the Wall Street crash and how it's correlated with our modern times. So thank you very much. And I would leave and just say that many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Illinois, Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio. And many thanks to listeners from Japan, the UK, Ghana, Nigeria, Australia and New Zealand and Canada and Spain. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and I hope to see you next time.